people still persecuted for simply what they believe? Breaking news on the global crisis of people persecuted for their faith, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
It's about discussing the plight of people who are persecuted simply for their belief in God, most specifically Christians around the globe. Kevin McCullough, honored to be able to have this discussion with you on a regular basis and to be able to do it with the representatives of the Christian Solidarity International, which are fighting very hard on the ground and in the halls of governments to change the equation. To get the help on the ground for the people that they need, but also to try to influence governments to change policies so that we create a more fair system. And that is what the purpose of these updates is about, is to help you understand what is happening. Joel Vanderspeck is back with me. And Joel, my listeners, at least a portion of my listeners, are involved in a very exciting effort right now. And we're trying to do something that is positive. We talk a lot about negative things in the updates because there's a lot of bad things happening to Christians globally. But one of the things that we can have an opportunity to help with is this coming spring into summer. There is an opportunity to help liberate maybe up to 400 human slaves from North Sudan. And when I heard that this was in the works and that we were going to be able to hopefully play a part, maybe my audience can do as much as helping to liberate maybe one third of that whole group. I wanted to let people know what's going on. So give us an update on what's going on in Sudan and South Sudan and why this upcoming liberation is so important for my friends to get involved with.
Right, Kevin, absolutely. Well, your audience knows that we're in South Sudan bringing people back home, freeing them from slavery in Sudan, the Muslim part of Sudan, and they've been part of that liberation effort. So I'm going to be going back just in some weeks' time to welcome back hopefully up to 400 South Sudanese, majority of them are Christian, returning them back to their home villages, reuniting them with their families after years in slavery, some of them 15, 20, 20 plus years being enslaved in these Muslim families, forced to work on a daily basis without any pay, assaulted verbally, sexually, physically abused on a daily basis. Our slave retriever is on the ground right now in the Muslim area of Sudan, going from village to village, negotiating with the slave owners for the release. So we can pray for that. And we really want to ask your audience, again, to be involved in this. As you said, Kevin, an exciting opportunity, a lot of negative, but this is positive because when people come back home, it's not just the life of that particular slave who will be transformed, but entire families and obviously villages as they welcome back their loved one who's been missing for so long.
A lot of people wonder how slavery still exists in a modern day in which we live in. And for people that are new to this discussion, there was a war in Sudan. It was a civil war when Sudan was just a unified country, not the two countries that it is now. And it was these Islamic forces in the north that would ride down into the south and take over areas and march off the women and children primarily to be slaves in their on their properties in the north. And when the global governments got together and said, let's solve this civil war, and they stopped the war, they didn't make the slave owners give up their slaves. And so all this time that the war's been concluded and South Sudan became its own country and there was this peace settlement, now you have these people that have lived in this kind of disjointed peace, so to speak, but they haven't had peace for themselves. And some of these women were taken at very young ages, 2, 3, 4, 5 years of age, and they've been there for 14 to 40 years, depending on how long it's been. And it's just really heart-wrenching to think that they've been stuck in that scenario. But the solution is what CSI is doing. So explain how the retriever works. How does he find the slave? How does he negotiate the release? What happens?
Right. Well, our slave retriever is from that Muslim community. He works with us. He's friendly to both sides, obviously. He has an in with the slave masters because of his his ethnic identity, being from the same Muslim tribe, Sudanese tribe. And so he is able to negotiate the return, the release of the South Sudanese slave by offering a cattle vaccine. And you have to understand, Kevin, that cattle in this particular culture is the most valued possession one can have, and it gives them status within their society. So for them to keep their cattle alive during the dry season, during the drought, famine, is the most important thing for them. And they are willing to give up the slave that they don't value at all for keeping their cattle alive. So the Novitium vaccine costs us about $50 to $60. It's part of the full package that we offer in freeing someone from slavery. They're brought back overnight, walking 10 days, only overnight, to stay safe because they don't know if they could be recaptured in that Muslim area. They cross the border into South Sudan, South Sudan being the newest country in the world, and they're brought back to our area where we're working, CSI. And we have a wonderful celebration where we worship together, and finally they're able to feel free to worship, remember those Christian songs that they sang in the churches before they were abducted, because during their captivity they were forced into Islam, given Muslim names, forced to pray five times a day, go to the mosque, treated horribly, abused in every which way possible. And so this return to freedom, return to their home, Christian villages, is just an amazing event to be seen. And Kevin, I've been involved in nonprofit work in many countries around the world for over two decades, but I've never seen anything like this. Huh. So we do want to offer your listeners the joy of being involved. And we do document each one of their stories. We take pictures of the freed slaves. We're going to put them up on our website so people can follow with us as we post on Facebook, Instagram, and on our website, sort of in real time, these next coming weeks, the freeing of three, hopefully up to 400 Christians who have been abducted and have been in slavery for all these last years. So
friends, if you would,
great event.
Yeah, friends, if you would like to take the honor of liberating one human person from slavery, a one-time $250 gift will do that to CSI. That will include the vaccine, it will include the food, it will include enough sustainables to keep them alive for the coming year to come, and we'll give them seed and other things to begin planting for the season coming after that. So here's the phone number, and I need you to go to the phone, and I would beg of you to make a call and to help liberate one of these slaves before Joel is there. 800-888-342-1010 is the number. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. I'm Calvin McCullough. Thanks for joining us.